Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Beef, Wine, and Shenanigans, episode 41. Justice will be punished.
Yes.
As always, I am joined by
Taryn Lopez,
Kirk Johnson,
and
Mark Abbott.
And I am Stephen SVP Van Patten. Hello, 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 Facebook. Hello, people that'll be listening to this. Yes. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Black motherfucking Friday.
Black Friday.
I want my I'm festive today.
Oh, shit.
You're crazy festive.
I'm straight black.
Listen, well, I don't got the melanin, so I have to wear the shirt.
No, you're good.
All right.
You got the card.
My brother got the melanin.
You got the card. I got a friend of mine. Yeah.
You're good.
I had to take a card away because she ain't seen one of the shows. So, I had to take a card away because, you know. I ain't see Get Down yet. So you ain't see Get Down yet? Give me your motherfucking card. Give me that card now.
I know. Well,
I'm so mad that show got canceled.
Yes. The way everybody's raving about Spike's new She's Got a Habit series.
Oh. So,
is that out yet?
It's out.
It's out.
It came out yesterday.
Okay.
It's out. I kind of started peeping it.
Yeah.
So far, it looks pretty good. Right. I mean, you know, I think a couple of us have had instances where Spike may or may not have been a jerk to us, but, you know, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah,
we're not going to get into that right now.
Oh, Spike stories. I think we all have Spike stories.
I think so.
Yeah, I have one. You guys have
old Spike.
Oh,
wow.
Old Spike. But anyway,
yes.
Everybody's raving about that. But one thing people are only sort of reluctantly twist my motherfucking arm a little bit raving about, but not really. Justice League.
Raving. I'd say they're more like commenting about it. Not so much raving.
Commenting.
I mean, it wasn't bad though.
Well, see, here's the thing.
I didn't go into it with no high expectation. That's the thing.
Are we spoilers? Are we going to spoilers on this?
Yes, we are.
Spoilers, ladies and gentlemen. Spoilers.
I haven't seen this movie.
And I haven't seen it
either. Feel free to spoil.
Yes,
please.
Okay. Oh, you guys haven't seen it yet?
No. It's all right. A friend of mine texted me and said, meh. M-E-H. Meh is all I can say.
I've read comics, so I can guess.
All right. All I'm going to say is this. This is what I'm going to say.
All right.
Plot-wise. It's the same fucking movie as the first Avengers movie.
Say word.
Plot-wise, it's basically the same thing. A bunch of superheroes get grouped up together because there is a threat from outer space.
Right.
And it's almost like it's literally the plot of every video game since 1987.
Yeah.
It's
right. But was there anything added to it to make it its own? Henceforth, as the Avengers, the big bad from outer space is instigated by one of the heroes' family members, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for Thor and Loki, they probably wouldn't have that much of beef like that.
Fair.
Right?
Fair.
Or at least that's what we'd be looking
for. Was there a scene where the three major heroes that everybody knows and loves actually fights each other first before saying,
Superman's dead.
You know, let's hang out together.
Superman's dead at the beginning of it, though.
Right, but I'm saying, does Aquaman, Wonder Woman, and Batman...
Oh, you meant Aquaman. Okay, sorry.
Well, no,
you said everybody loves, so I'm like...
Well,
Aquaman.
Wait, are we talking about the movie or the porn parody?
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
The
porn parody was awesome.
Legit.
I love that. That was awesome. But I meant...
Big up to Axel Braun, wherever you are.
But I'm asking for like elements that might be different that they make their own. It's like in Avengers, you have Thor. The first time Thor meets Iron Man and, you know, they fight.
I would say with this... No.
Okay.
Basically, what DC did with this was they established the threat in Batman versus Superman, and they rolled right into the threat. There was no reason to start nitpicking about why this threat was... there were clues to what this threat was what it was looking for.
That's good.
And it was because the Atlanteans... and the Amazons had done battle with him before.
Right.
Okay.
And were hiding the device that he was... Like, they were guarding it. Because they knew he was coming back.
I enjoyed that flashback.
And the flashback is awesome. Although, I had to say, I was a little upset that Taryn's prediction didn't come true.
Ooh.
So, in the flashback...
Yeah.
It's much like how they did that flashback in Lord of the Rings when they're all marching to Mount Doom.
Mm-hmm.
So they're fighting Steppenwolf.
Yeah.
And you see the Atlanteans.
Not the man.
Not the man.
Not the band.
So you see the Atlanteans and the Amazons teamed up.
Yeah. Right.
And as they're telling the story, they said, and we had a few other world fighters help us, and the Lanterns come flying in. There was like three or four of them.
Oh, nice. Okay. But they brought in Lanterns.
But that was the only reference to the Lantern.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that little clip that we
thought, the thing that I was thinking about was the generic one that
it
we
was,
assumed.
Yes. It was, okay. It was,
well, wasted opportunity there, I tell you. Instead of going with something different, went with the exact same thing.
DC, first of all, let's keep it real. Yes. DC is playing fucking catch up.
Yes.
DC is the best New York marathoner chasing the dude from Nigeria.
Yeah. Kenya. You're right.
That's who DC is right now.
The thing is, though, I can't get over the fact that they have been doing team-ups on the TV show, and they've been spectacular.
I
will tell you what bothered me about Justice League. Okay. They did something that all of us as writers, we've always often heard this term, show don't tell.
Yes. Mm.
Because DC has not done the origin thing that Marvel did, they did was, for example, he's like, I'm going to Central City and I'm going to speak to Barry Allen. Who's Barry Allen?
Oh.
And now he's going to tell you Barry Allen's backstory.
Instead of just saying, I'm going to Central City and us just knowing.
His dad got put in jail and this, that, the other thing. But those of us who watch the TV show or read the comics already know. So it's almost like DC treats the movies like they're treating their audience by going, those of you who already know this, we're not wasting time telling you that backstory.
Okay.
Those of you who have no idea who these people are, here you go. So that you're caught up with everybody else, and let's just keep it moving.
But is that good or is that bad?
No, that all depends on the direction that they want to go in. Because it appears to me, and I've said this for years, it appears that DC treats their television stuff with a whole lot more. Like, they give it more.
Yeah, they care.
Than they do the TV movie, the movie stuff. The movie stuff almost seems
but
like...
But they got more time.
That's the thing. And I'm thinking that with the movies, what it is basically, it's almost like, look, we're just going to throw the movies out there so we have enough money to keep paying the people on television. Because to me, a Justice League movie, a good Justice League movie, would have been them grabbing everyone that was on the TV shows and doing they did with the X-Files.
And just bringing
Gal Gadot. And then send everybody back home to where they came from.
Right.
Dude.
Television movie crossover.
That would have been perfect. And I know, everybody who watches those TV shows would have gone crazy for those movies. Meanwhile, everybody who watches those TV shows are looking at the movie and being like, that's not my Barry Allen. Why not? I have to get to know this one. And granted, yes, there are alternate universes. We know there are alternate Earths. Great. That's fine. But we've established this team. You have a team that people love. Why are you going to try and make a new team and try to manufacture that love when you've already established it? Use what you have. Don't reinvent the wheel.
That's weird.
You've got it. Mm-hmm. You literally have what Marvel has in the movies on the TV screen.
Mm-hmm.
Don't waste it.
They also have it in the animated stuff.
Is it a thing where DC has a problem with condensing a big storyline? Because The Flash, Green Arrow on TV.
Mm-hmm.
How many seasons it took for everybody to be like, word, right?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to condensing it to a movie
that
does the same thing. Do they have a problem? Do they have a problem with giving a short story as opposed to a novel?
Let me just say this: a prime example of why that doesn't work, the Fantastic Four, the reboot.
Oh dear God!
Because see, what happened with the reboot was the story was fine till somebody realized, shit, we almost had the 2-hour mark. We need to hurry this up.
No, this is
you can feel it.
But DC can't do it, but Marvel has been able to do it.
No, but I'm saying is that, but and that was a Marvel movie that didn't work.
Which one?
Fantastic Four.
No.
But I'm talking about MCU. Yeah.
Sony needs to go back to MCU.
But what I'm saying is
Sony needs to go back to that. In terms of that,
the problem with what I'm gathering from DC is that a lot of these characters have such godlike qualities that to try to condense all of that is because really what people are going to see these movies for, you're really going for the action.
Yes.
You're really going for that bam. And there's certain characters, much like Thor. There's not really many interesting things you could do with Thor if you take him out of Asgard or out of that realm that he's in.
But you tell the fish out of water.
But you tell the set, you've said, but you can only do that once.
Right.
With the DC characters, I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure how many times you're going to be able to do that. Like, how many times do we have to see Superman's origin story before?
Right. No, I understand that. But the thing is, but this is what I'm saying by can it be done in terms of that condensing? Because you can do, like, they do Superman, right? We already know Batman's story, so we don't do it. So they made an idea that we don't do another origin story for Batman.
Thank God.
Right? They do another origin story for Superman. They really didn't have to.
They didn't have to.
They did three times.
The reason why
they didn't have to.
They had to because they were introducing this new Superman. Because they decided to make him dark, they needed to reintroduce him. You can't just go from Christopher Reeve, which is the last one that I actually enjoy. You can't go from Christopher Reeve to dark Superman and just not explain it. So they needed to have an origin story to explain this new dark Superman because it just didn't make sense.
And you got to kill Kevin Costner because he's just such a cool dad.
And even though he's
losing the cool dad, pisses him off to the point where he becomes dark T-shirt Superman.
Don't the hell with him.
And
son, don't show your powers to save me. I'm just going to take this ride in this tornado.
You know, black parents wouldn't have said that shit.
No, nigga, get your ass over here.
I thought you were Superman.
You crazy?
Run fast, motherfucker, run fast. But
all this food I've been paying for, you ain't come get me.
And the thing is, the reason why I ask about this is what
we have comments.
Lyndon made a point. He says, too many issues prevent studios from using the TV actors for the movies.
Right.
Yeah.
About legal issues.
About
money issues. Understood. And that's a valid
legit
point.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, like I'm saying.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah. Because MCU has able to do these certain things. Like, really, between Thor and Captain America, who really was a big fan of Iron Man? Listen, I mean, and they did it. Hold on. And they did it. Look at Ant-Man.
I know. Who even knew who Ant-Man was? And the thing is, when I say about condensing
a story where you have something that's solid enough to still carry it,
right?
Mm-hmm. They did it with some of these that are lower, for lack of a better, C-listing, for lack of a better term, heroes in the MCU, and they had a 2-hour mark with Justice League.
Yes,
yeah.
They had to cut, and I've heard they had to cut a lot of stuff out,
like about 40 minutes.
Why? So why didn't they just put balls to the wall and do a Lord of the Rings and make
that
three
studio
different movies?
That was probably because
the studio probably didn't see.
And the studios don't have any faith in the actual, but the television division does.
Yeah.
Mm.
But the movie studio doesn't have any faith in what's going on.
I will say this. I think when we're talking about the Justice League,
mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if when the Wonder Woman, because all of this stuff was already pre-planned.
Thank you for the heads up, by the way.
It was already they've already got a board somewhere where they said these are the movies that we're shooting in order.
Right.
And I got a funny feeling that after the Wonder Woman movie, like, literally knocked the ball out of the park, somebody was sitting there staring at the wall like, Justice League is next.
Let's plan this.
Can we not do this?
Right.
We're already shooting.
Right.
It's too late to stop that train from rolling.
Yes. That
so
happens.
I would not be surprised if we don't see another Justice League movie for another couple of years as they try to, because I forget who's next. Somebody else, Aquaman has.
Yeah.
And then there's a Cyborg movie at some point.
Yeah.
Really?
Which you pointed out the
which
fact that you
needs
you,
to
which
happen.
I've heard a lot of which I've heard a lot of people actually were really
happen.
Feeling the Cyborg character in terms of actual development as a character.
Right.
Well, going back to something I posted on Facebook, you can't make Papa Pope Daddy Cyborg
and not
build on that.
We need to establish this a bit.
Like, you are underestimating what black people will do if they start feeling some shit.
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry, guys. I can't believe it. Do you know the ghost of W.E.B. Griffith is haunting Hollywood? You know that. You know he, the ghost is running around like this.
Yeah, but
you can't put that nigga on screen like that.
Yeah,
you gotta
but
put something else in there. You can't. He's too
yeah,
strong.
But, yeah, but the bags of money start showing up.
Yeah,
they're gonna exercise that motherfucking ghost. I don't give a fuck.
I'm just saying.
I don't give a fuck. And I hear your point.
Yeah,
I hear your point.
Yeah,
but at the same time, mm-hmm. cash rules everything around Hollywood.
Yeah,
get them. Wait, is that crap?
Basically.
That's creepy.
Basically.
That's crap.
Crap. The new DC villain.
Crap.
He's like, I mean, after seeing this, after seeing this movie, here's the thing I'm having issues with, particularly with the DC movie universe.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, now that I've seen Justice League, if I go back and look at Suicide Squad, it feels like
you know what
it feels like.
Right.
It feels like
my heart.
It feels like watching
a train wreck.
No, it feels like watching X-Men Apocalypse, and then somebody going, "Well, you didn't see X-Men 3 with the Phoenix," and then you go back and you're like, "The hell is this?" It's like literally two different. Like, it almost looks like it was shot in two different worlds.
Yeah.
Like they don't even like mesh together.
This is the DC universe on cable.
Yes.
This is the DC universe on DirecTV.
You know, DC should literally start pushing the idea of alternate universes. Like,
I mean, they have. They can totally use that.
Right, but
they're the kings of that.
Like the credits,
revamp the whole
like when the credits starts rolling, instead, you know, in Marvel, they have that Marvel. Yeah. Instead of that, you'll have like worlds, like different planets just going back and
forth.
This
is Earth 7.
Right. Just having them flash by because there's so many different Earths. And like,
ultimately, ultimately, I think the problem with this whole business with DC is that, like a lot of shows I've worked on, there's too many motherfuckers in charge.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Sometimes you just have to pick a direction and go in it.
Right.
Now,
really,
I think they were
more faith in Zack Snyder.
Yeah. What? Huh?
Who's the director of Jail?
He was the director of that, and then Whedon came in. But it was Snyder. It was Snyder.
But it was Snyder.
I have, look,
I don't know.
As far as Snyder goes, this is one of his better, it's almost like he actually read some of the stuff
that people have
said about him
on
social media and maybe pulled back on the scenes that, you know, are a little too fucking dark so that you can't even check the fight choreography.
And
I feel like he caught a couple of notes.
Yes.
As far as Justice League, possibly that has something to do with it.
Someone took notes.
But it's like I said, it's like they are just playing catch up when in a way they kind of don't have to. Like
they don't.
These characters, think about this.
They established it.
Established and older.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Like I grew up knowing Batman and Superman. I did not know the X-Men when I was a child until the TV show came along when I was a kid watching Saturday morning cartoons. I had no idea what the X-Men were, but I knew Superman and Batman from day one.
Exactly.
How are you guys failing now? I grew up with you guys. I knew Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman was my first like female superhero. How?
Who are you talking to?
How am I waiting 30 years to see a movie of this woman? Like, how are you guys
failing?
Why are
you
And one thing that I wish that DC would take notice that I realize that I see that Marvel has subtly done, each one of the movies, and it came to my mind when you brought up Ant-Man, each one of their movies, they're not sticking to the whole, we're doing a superhero movie.
Mm-hmm.
This is a superhero archetype. Let's just cookie cutter template of superhero movie.
They're playing genres.
Ant-Man was a crime. It was a heist movie.
Yeah, it was
a
heist movie.
Like each one of the Captain America was a noir
espionage
movie, an espionage noir
and
movie.
Winter Soldier, exactly.
Was straight up like Bourne.
Yeah,
like, each one of their movies are looking at different genres and they're going, okay, how can we genreify this?
Well,
so we're bringing in different groups of people,
different directors,
and that's why they're making a vision. It's not just like this is one cookie cutter world, and that's the thing that Justice League. Not sorry, I haven't suggested. That's the thing DC has been doing. They've been doing a cookie cutter thing where it's like, Superman, Batman, we have to follow the same dark template. And it's like, no, right. Batman has the dark template.
Yeah, right.
Batman has the dark friggin' template. Right. Superman does not have that dark template.
Right,
but if you want to do that, fine. You guys have already established that. Wonder Woman doesn't have that template, fine. Aquaman can't have that template. You have to just change it up. Figure out what will work for that character, the way that Marvel has, because they've made it that we're not making superhero movies. We're making movies that have superheroes in them. And that is the difference. And that is why I think Marvel succeeds
and they're getting directors that are tried and true within that genre.
Within the genre, because they're not saying make a superhero movie. Do the thing that you know how to do well.
What T.T. is a superhero.
The fact that Kenneth Branagh did Thor.
Yes!
Exactly.
Yes, they got a man who knew what he was doing and just changed it up slightly.
Right.
That's it.
But I still subscribe to the idea that what the issue with DC is, is DC's whole thing is you already know these people.
Yeah.
We don't. It's literally almost like we don't need to put forth the effort.
Okay.
Why?
Because
you grew up on Batman. You grew up on Superman.
But yeah, I did. But I was born in 1982.
But here's the thing with Justice League.
Yeah.
I think whoever was a part of that group that was talking.
Yeah.
Literally was like, you know, I used to love Super Friends. As a kid.
Okay.
So those of us who grew up on Super Friends, like the end of the film is them walking into, I believe it's burned out Wayne Manor.
Yeah.
And him going, we need a table in the middle of the room.
Oh wait, no.
Is that
not Wayne Manor?
What is that?
That's where she shot the arrow.
To signal Diana. So they're going to turn this into the Hall of... They're literally going to turn this...
That's cool.
Into the Hall of Justice.
Okay. Yes.
And so... But here's the thing. I guarantee you when that comes up, that's going to be a spoken thing. It's not going to be somebody... The next time they do this, the Hall of Justice is already going to be open for business.
Right.
And someone's going to... And they're going to bring someone new in, probably a Lantern or somebody.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, well, what is this place? We created this as the Hall of Justice. We're going to tell you. We're not going to show you. Because, again, the people who are watching this either grew up on Super Friends or grew up on Batman and them already, so we don't need to. Like you said, you didn't grow up on
Wonder Monkey. Gleep.
If they put the Wonder Twins in there, I swear to God.
Shut up, I love the Wonder Twins.
They don't have any business in the movie.
Not in this movie. But eventually,
you better let him go hang out with Howard the Duck.
That is fine.
But like, purple monkey or pink monkey?
Although,
purple.
Depends on your TV.
They did introduce and so of course you know how we have the endings of the films and everything.
Yeah.
So they introduce I can't remember his name with the mask.
Oh, Deathstroke.
Deathstroke.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So of course he's standing there with Luther.
But it's not
dude from Spartacus.
It's not dude from Spartacus. It's Green Arrow.
Manganelli or something.
Yeah.
Like that. It's Alcide from True Blood.
Yeah.
It's Alcide.
Yes.
It's going to be Slade fucking Wilson.
I am so okay with that. I am so okay with Slade.
He meets up with.
That is fucking great.
He meets up with Luther.
Yeah.
And Luther.
Which? Hate to say it. That's still some horrible casting.
Yes, really? That's one of the worst casting decisions. Eisenberg should be Luther.
No.
I don't
he
like
should be
it.
The toy master with some fucking body. No.
I was being confused.
That's what I was thinking. Toy
it's
master.
Still yes. Luther.
Him as Luther?
But he makes a comment to Slade. He's like, well, you know, I hear they're putting together a team. Maybe we should make a team of our own.
Mm.
So, of course, we're not going to get... Like, you're not going to get a Deathstroke movie.
Right.
You know,
right.
Like, you're not going to get to know who this guy is.
No.
You know, and...
Well, maybe you do.
If Aquaman pulls out... Well, which it will.
And I'm going to tell you... and this is
it's
just
Momoa for 2 hours with no shirt on.
Here's something I was going to bring up earlier.
In slow motion.
Here's something I was going to bring up. Yeah, exactly. Here's something I was going to bring up earlier.
Isn't that your uncle?
I wish.
Word. Those chests.
Shit. If that was my uncle, or if I was his uncle more, really. Anyway, I have to ask this because there's a lot of the reaction to these movies, especially with Ben Affleck as Batman.
Right. Yeah.
I have to ask the question as devil's advocate, which is normally your job, but okay, fine.
Okay.
How much of the general public's criticism of this is based on the general dislike of Ben Affleck?
That's interesting. Oh,
I actually thought
he
was doing well as Batman. I
did too.
Most people were saying they liked him.
It's still, I feel like it's still kind of.
You still know some holdout.
I feel like it's 60-40.
Okay.
Like some
I feel like it's right. like it's 60-40. I think I mentioned this to you a while ago. It's like I remember when that Daredevil movie came out.
Yes.
Ooh, we try to forget about that.
We tried, which is why we drank.
Never will, Ben.
Which is why we drank.
We never will.
But we never will. But my thing about it is, especially back when this movie first came out, and it was like Bennifer and all this other bullshit
right.
going on.
Right.
It's like, and granted, I don't know Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck in his personal life is probably a jackass.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I buy that.
But. You know, as we talked before we all got to recording, we were talking about separating the artist from the artistry from
right.
the artist.
Right.
We had that little conversation before we started turning shit on.
Mm-hmm.
So my whole thing is just, like, I feel like Ben, like, so many people hate on him that, like, no matter, like, and it's almost like it's a fad. It's like skinny jeans.
Right. And hipsters. You just hate
it's
on
them. Cool.
And,
hate on
them. Right.
Right. And yeah. It's like, it's cool to hate Ben Affleck.
Right.
No matter what the fuck he does. And granted, like I said, probably a jackass. Just typical, white dude from Boston that's, somehow oblivious to the fact that his family's got money because of slaves. It's like really, Ben? Like, I watched that thing with him and I was just kind of like, really? Really? Did they not cover this in your school? It's like,
no, they didn't.
Exactly. That's a whole other conversation.
Yeah.
No, they didn't. Which is why we got people in the Midwest that don't know that Puerto Ricans are actually
Americans.
Citizens.
Yes.
But I digress. But I digress. Because I don't need to go there. And I don't need to. We don't need to.
That's why my last name is Johnson and not Mutombe.
Hello. Hello.
Where's the wine?
I'll go get it in a second. I'm just wondering how, like, if somebody else were playing
Batman, right? Would they be this?
Or would we be your boy Matthew McConaughey?
Be happy with them though.
I was happy with Christian Bale. I don't know. I don't know about everybody else.
No, Christian
Bale
was great.
Christian Bale was fun.
Bale was great for those movies. Yeah.
Yeah, nice shoulders.
I'll say. I will.
Hashtag man crush.
I will say this. It's a strong belief of mine that. People are so married to the source material that anything that disrupts their image of that source material,
yes.
They automatically, it's not given a chance.
Right.
I remember when Heath Ledger had been named as the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember sitting there going, now I don't, and not in a million years can I envision this man.
Right.
Playing him.
Yeah.
I mean, not only did he play him so well, there was...
You reinvented it.
This was the first time in a long time I looked at an actor and couldn't see the actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He became
the Joker in such a way, it was sort of like, if you'd have put him and been like, which one is Heath Ledger, I wouldn't have been able to pick him out.
Yeah.
But I think particularly with the DC universe... There are so many people that are. That it's something that's been ingrained with us for so long that any variation that people can't immediately marry themselves to, it's automatically I hate the film. Henry Cavill who plays Superman. I don't think he plays a bad Superman, but there are people who are like, well, not only is he a bad Superman, but that suit looks terrible. Or the cape looks plastic. And it's always these little things. And I'm like, as a reader, as someone who loves books, How many times have I got excited about seeing a movie that you couldn't wait to see, and then you sat down and were like, wow, really? I look at Taron and immediately what comes to mind is when I mentioned the first time I said, did you ever see the TV version of Dune? And the look on her face, like she was about to take me out back and beat me with a leg of lamb. It was just like,
you too?
Don't mention that film. Yes, it's like,
what's the matter, boy?
We're not going to talk about that right now.
Taron is beating up Mark.
We're not going to talk about that right now.
So, we have been in that position so many times where our books have been butchered to the point where there's a part of me that wants to say to the people who love graphic novels and comics, you have to separate yourself from the two.
Yeah, you have to let that part of you, like, I hate to say it, but you have to let a little part of you die.
Yeah.
Because the vision that you have in your head, that's just your vision. And unfortunately, unless you're the person that's out there actually creating those movies, it is just going to be your vision. Other people might have something that's close to it. Like, I remember when the Lord of the Rings movies came out, I remember the first time we saw Rivendell.
Yeah.
I was so fucking happy because it was like, and granted, Tolkien is extremely descriptive.
Yes.
But it was exactly the way that I thought it would be. Mm-hmm. So that gave me so much pleasure to see my visualization of Rivendell on the screen.
Okay.
But aside from Tolkien, who just like spends pages about, you know, how this tree looked, you're not going to get that. You just need to divorce yourself from that and just realize, this is going to be this director's version of this story. It's not the comics version.
Right.
It's this director's version,
right.
And just see it as an alternate universe, and just go along with it. It doesn't detract from your thing, you know?
Absolutely. I just want to point out real quick, listener, Lyndon D. Anderson Jr.
Hey, Lyndon.
brought up a very, very good casting choice had they gone along with Woody Harrelson.
He said not. No, he said not Woody Harrelson.
Oh,
not Woody
the dude that played LBJ.
Oh, Bryan Cranston.
Bryan Cranston.
Yes, people were saying him.
Yeah.
When he was Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
So much. Yes, Bryan Cranston would have been amazing.
I don't know
why they decided to go with a younger casting.
You know what? Wait. I got that one.
What's up?
The problem is, they're trying to attract younger folks. Somebody in the studio is like, well, we gotta get the millennials, which is why when we walked out of Suicide Squad, you were fucking traumatized because of Glam Joker.
That motherfucker. Right,
and I hated it too, but just for the record,
this dude was out
like Hurt was.
Yeah.
Two thrills.
I agree with you.
Two thrills.
Like Gucci Man.
It was the worst part of that movie, and there were a lot of bad parts of that movie.
He's like Gucci Man, broke Joker.
I am totally with you on it.
What the hell?
And that was another thing that I divorced myself, and I was like, this is a comedy now. I am going to laugh at this, and I'm going to enjoy myself, and it's going to be great.
Now, this is a good point.
Alvita.
Alvita said,
hey, Alvita.
She says, I'm from the 50s. What I loved about Batman was the variety of characters, Joker, Riddler, Penguin, etc.
Right.
I didn't get the opportunity to be bored. With Superman, it was Clark Kent, Lois Lane, and a few people I can't even recall now. Having one main character is good sometimes, but I like how many different enemies can you overcome. That has been my issue with Superman.
Because he's
got so many different from other worlds.
Yes.
Right.
Because it seems like if it's not Luthor, it's Zod.
Or it's something that Luthor created.
Or something he created.
Unless you're married to the books. Because if you're married to the books or the animated series, then you know about Bizarro.
Brainiac.
Metallo.
Yep.
Right.
Mexoplex.
You know what the sad thing is? I didn't grow up reading the Superman comic books. I grew up watching the movies and everything. I don't know these characters that you're talking about because I've never read Superman comics. I only know Lex Luthor, and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of Doomsday and Lex Luthor. Give me something new.
Mexoplex was constantly on.
I remember that. Yes, he was on.
No, just the
Justice League. The animated ABC
the
animated. Thing.
The animated, not the Justice League.
Hall of Justice.
Hall of Justice. The Super Friends.
Was that
Super Friends.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he was on Super Friends. That's what I first saw when I was a kid.
I feel like he was in something else.
He's probably has.
One of the cartoons or something.
He's come back. They brought him back.
No, wait. He was in a Supergirl episode.
Was he?
Yes, he was.
Yes.
And that's why
yes,
I know. There you go.
Yes, he was.
See,
Supergirl.
I know all
yeah.
these characters now because
mm-hmm.
of that, but like, give me someone new. I don't want Doomsday or Lex Luthor.
And the funny thing is, I wanted part of it, it's a two-part. is one, Superman is so OP. Mm. There's a point where it's like, you are just so, you know, what do we do? And Mixoplex is a great way of just showing, well, he's OP, but he's still not that smart.
Right. He's got flaws.
He needs help in getting somebody, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I wonder if that's the part of the thing, because everybody knows Batman is not the superhero. He's not, I'm sorry, super strong.
Right.
Right. He has gadgets, and he's clever.
Ultimately, Batman's greatest strength is that he is the smartest one in the world.
Right. That he has no strength.
Yes.
Right.
His greatest strength is actually he has no strength.
Though I will say, there was an episode of friggin' Superman, I don't remember what cartoon it was, but there was a two-parter where he is sent back in time. And it's like Cro-Magnon, or it's way in the future. Either way, it's a different sun. Uh-huh. So he no longer has powers.
Oh, I remember
And he
that.
Has to get back to his time. But he lives
that.
Out there.
Grows like, a beard.
Grows a beard and becomes like, he learns how to fight.
Yeah.
Because before then, Superman has never needed to know how to fight. Because he gets a boom, knocks the guy across
right.
the fucking state. Mm-hmm. He had to learn how to actually stalk. He had to learn how to hunt.
Right.
He became a friggin'... Like, just a monster in the two episodes. And I wish they would just make a movie of that to be like, okay, now you've established him. Like, that's a badass Superman, you know? Like, that's a better story than me just seeing a superpowered guy just, you know.
Right, well, who becomes so overpowered.
But you know what? I think that's...
Show me his weaknesses.
I think that was the thing with trying to make him dark.
Right.
I think the idea was that...
To have an internal
because
weakness.
Well, because you don't have much to do with him.
Right.
Right.
So it's like...
He's an Uberman.
After a while, the goody two shoes guy kind of gets a little, and I'm pretty sure somebody was like, he's boring.
Yeah.
So let's do something else with him. Let's put him. I'm sure somebody in the room was like, you really don't want to make Superman dark, and they were like, get him out of here.
Next, you're fine.
Now, and
not too much like Batman.
So, exactly, but that's like Batman with a cape.
Get out.
Moose Rocco. Help the man find the exit. What? Hey, wait. So
everybody has a Moose Rocco. What are you talking about?
Was DC or The Sopranos? Sorry. Yes.
Hey, this is the life we chose.
And yet, still, Sopranos probably ended better than JL, right?
Yeah. So,
how did it end?
Wow. Oh, shit.
Do we have time to talk about the Punisher?
Let's see. We have 20 minutes.
Yeah, we got 20
minutes.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
we were toying with the idea of doing two episodes.
Right.
But anyway, yeah. All right. So, let's just sum it up by saying, yes, if you are... I mean, look. If you are a fan of this genre, you're going to spend your fucking money anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You literally went like William Shatner just now. Like
I did, right?
Spock. You can't spend this money on
if you have the $15 already. You might as well see the movie. Sorry.
It's illogical for me to go see something, Captain, that I'm not really familiar
with. Stop! It's Spock! Not to mention the fact that Spock and Kirk are kind of what Batman and Superman are.
Who's OP?
Wait, what?
No, because Spock could easily fuck Kirk up.
Right.
So you're saying that Spock is the Batman?
No, Spock is Superman.
Spock is Superman.
Because
he's actually
but
super
smarter.
Strong.
And he has no other enemies.
He's smarter than Kirk. Kirk
wow.
goes
hold
along
on. Okay,
and does shit.
No, you're right.
Okay, that's
physically,
true, though.
Physically?
Physically. I was going with physically.
Kirk would be Superman.
Yeah, because he's just like, feelings.
But then internally speaking.
Yes.
But internally.
Like,
they switched it.
Like if they really, really wanted to go there.
Right.
Like if shit got bizarre on everybody, Spock would be Superman.
I wrote Mark.
He would.
And Spock would be and let's be honest, Kirk, you know, as much as we like to think about him as the pulp hero always going into shit.
Oh, he's crazy.
And getting in trouble. He's the one who created a cannon to take out a Gorn.
He's literally a loose cannon.
Yeah, but he took out a Gorn with a cannon.
Literally.
He got dust, he got sand and dust and sulfur and some rocks and a bamboo shoot and said, Punisher on your ass. It took out a giant lizard thing that only moved 2 miles per hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, brings us to the perfect segue into the Punisher.
Punisher.
He couldn't beat up Finnegan, though.
Oh!
Wow, that hurts.
Wow.
He had to get his shirt ripped a little bit first.
Wow.
Gotcha,
little skin. I'm sorry, guys.
So, the Punisher.
Yes, the Punisher.
Yes. Mm.
Yes, we have some minutes for the
Punisher. The very.
Problematic.
Very violent. Yeah. Very. Yeah. And I don't have a problem with violence, actually. At least no. Not on the screen, like in real life.
Right.
That's a different story, but. No cameos from Daredevil.
Nope. Right.
Or
nobody.
Anybody else. Didn't even take this moment to like introduce Moon Knight.
Right.
Or just anything.
Yeah.
No. Just straight up Punisher all the way through.
He's not gonna team up with any other heroes. He's gonna just make
villains. Oh no. I happen to own graphic novels where he is palling around with Wolverine,
right,
and Ghost Rider.
But that's once he's established as Punisher. This show was about establishing him as Punisher. So now he can do team ups. But the Punisher that we saw at the end of Daredevil 2 was not about to be like, I'm gonna pal around people. No, he was a crazy motherfucker.
Well,
we needed this show to show how he became the Punisher that we know and love.
What's the name of the actor who plays the Punisher?
John Bernthal.
John Bernthal. Shane.
Real quick.
Shane.
Come back, Shane. If he was Batman, what if he was cast as Batman?
He'd be a crazy fucking Batman.
He'd be Frank Miller's Batman.
I don't know if I could believe him as Bruce Wayne, honestly.
Yeah, that's
the problem.
That's the only thing.
Right. Playboy. Somebody that could do both.
Right.
Right.
True. Which was
Bruce. Bruce got to be handy.
Wait, no. You know who can?
He's got to be, like, reserved.
Billy, the character of Billy Russo.
Yeah.
He could probably do it, but then I don't know if I believe the Batman child. I mean,
he'd have to bulk up.
Yeah, he has to bulk up.
He's
a little too sleek for me, but yeah. He could do the Bruce Wayne thing.
And I only say that because, well, now that I keep bringing
because it is playing two different parts, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Who played the first Batman in Tim Robbins?
Michael Keaton. Thank you. Oh my God.
I almost said Michael Knight.
I'm just saying. Nobody believed Michael Keaton could
pull it off. He's big in Germany.
And he was like, I still consider him one of the best.
Yeah, see, so it's not too far.
Acting wise, absolutely.
Yeah,
Michael
yeah.
Keaton.
I believed him as Bruce Wayne.
Oh yeah,
exactly.
But that was my point about your glam Joker, because I told you that Harley Quinn would have never teamed up with Heath Ledger.
Right.
That Joker would have never. That's why they had to go and get this crazy fool to run around.
But she would have hooked up with the Jack Nicholson Joker.
Yes.
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 Absolutely.
Yes. Because that's just straight. Yeah. Punisher.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm so sorry. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Punisher. Punisher.
I will say this. What I admire about the show is the fact that they're tackling the issue of PTSD.
Amen.
Yeah.
And how a lot of our soldiers face these things overseas.
Mm-hmm.
They sign up. They go over there. I don't know too many people that just, I sign up because I want to fight. They want to, you know, represent their country. And they go over and they get into these wars.
Wait,
and
they want to represent their country. Also, free college.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. There are many reasons why people join the military.
Yes.
But then come home. And even as much as we used to joke about Rambo's speech at the end of First Blood, you know.
But I love that speech.
But the fact that he mentions, he goes, over there, I'm
over there, I'm charging
$1 million equipment.
Yeah, I can't even get a job. Park your cars!
Yeah.
Steve, let the man talk. Sorry.
It's fun. That's why we do what we do.
Sorry. That was the only volition I could do.
I feel like I feel like I'm in MASH. When the guy is like giving the morning announcement and the other guy is like running his mouth. We get the point. But no, in all seriousness, and watching like that, and I've really felt sorry for that character, the one who blew himself up.
Yeah, the kid.
Because
Lewis.
That just shows how so many of them come back from that, and cannot. There's no way to reintegrate yourself into life because it's just sort of like, okay, we really don't, you know, you have the side of the people protesting you and the other people. And so I applaud the show for going that route.
Yeah.
Rather than it just being a straight, his family got killed,
right,
and boom, he's seeking vengeance.
Yeah.
A lot of layers in there.
Yeah. And it's that's another, see, they have time to do that. I don't think we would have had time to do. We didn't have time to do that in the Punisher movie.
No, because
with,
it's a movie.
With Thomas Jane, you know,
that.
We had to establish a villain real quick, mm-hmm. and the reason why your anti-hero is going to do what he's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And but I'm enjoying it.
I think you can, but that's a different story. That's a different conversation.
Like,
I think you can. Just because what the MCU has been doing with a lot of this shit,
mm-hmm.
like Homecoming, Spider-Man Homecoming, they didn't even go to how he became Spider-Man because
right.
everybody knows. Mm-hmm. The Punisher is kind of pretty close to the same thing. We just give him to what is he, where is he at this point in his life now, doing what?
Right.
Right? Because in the other previous movies of The Punisher, he was fighting the mob.
Right.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Now he's actually going after motherfuckers who really know how to hurt somebody.
But that's right. because it's moved on from his family in the other movies.
No, it's still, it's, this is, and it,
but it's still about his family.
But,
yes.
it
moved on to a bigger thing.
The beautiful thing about it is it moved on not just from his family, but why his family.
Right.
Mm. It isn't like my family got shot and now I got to go after the bad guys.
Right.
It's now, why did your family get shot?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, I think that was the great part about it.
Mm-hmm.
It went further into, you know.
It's a nice
and
expansion.
They even
it's
changed,
a great expansion.
But mm-hmm. they even right. changed that from the reason why they got killed in the movie.
In the movie,
in the
right.
movie it was a mob thing.
Right.
You
but
know,
again,
and
you only got 2 hours.
Right.
Okay.
This is the expansion part.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
With this, you know, we,
right.
we're going
to,
we have room to expand on it.
Mm-hmm.
And
we have,
right. And I say, because I'm not saying you're wrong about that. I'm saying they also could have done that in the movie.
Right. Yeah.
And to such an extent that you even bring in Winter Soldier and Captain America because you're doing with the government now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm-hmm.
Which who weren't involved in this. Nobody mentioned S.H.I.E.L.D. Well, S.H.I.E.L.D. is
defunct.
Oh,
no. Well, S.H.I.E.L.D.
is defunct. Yeah. I'm sorry, yeah, the Punisher.
Well, when they sent him over there, I don't think S.H.I.E.L.D. was... I don't know what they were doing with him.
S.H.I.E.L.D. is still trying to figure out why they have one employee
S.H.I.E.L.D. left. S.H.I.E.L.D. is like Radio Shack.
It's holding on.
They literally have one employee. Go like this. Come on, Black Widow. We just, it's just me. It's just, it's
hey, Steve.
Corporal Burt.
It's Ronnie. See? My main man there. Get the fuck off my fuck plate.
S.H.I.E.L.D. enlistment group is literally a cubicle.
I'm just a superhero looking at a girl.
But
wanting her to love me.
The State Farm commercial. What are you wearing? Steve from State Farm. Steve from S.H.I.E.L.D. Khakis. Don't sound like the Black Widow to me.
Oh, shit. Did you see Punisher?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Punisher? What are your thoughts on Punisher?
I mean, I don't know. I mostly agree with what you guys are saying. I really like the fact that they focus on the PTSD. I like the fact that they... Like, my main thing was that watching Daredevil Season 2,
mm-hmm.
I heard there's going to be a Punisher series. And my first thought was, how the fuck are they going to do this? Because I'm thinking, okay... When was the Punisher introduced in comics? That's right, Spider-Man.
Right, yeah.
Trying to kill Spider-Man.
So I'm looking at Daredevil Season 2, and then I'm looking at Spider-Man Homecoming, and I'm like, how is this going?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's going to happen here?
But
so I'm
yeah,
like, okay.
You can't,
so that's yeah. so this show needs to make him into a hero. Right now he's a vigilante. Right now he's crazy as shit.
Yeah.
And we need to make him into a legit good guy. And somehow they... managed to kind of do it. Like, Punisher's never going to be a good guy.
Right.
No.
He's never going to be a legit
anti-hero.
Good guy.
He's
going to be an anti-hero.
Mm-hmm.
But they somehow did it. Like, they softened him. They had that scene, I forgot what episode it was, where suddenly he's telling the dude in the truck, like, listen, you know, I might have to fight somebody who's just doing their job. What do I do then?
Oh,
like,
right.
That was beautiful to me, because that was the moment that I was like, oh my God, there's Frank Castle, not like, I'm the Punisher. That's the man. That's just
mm-hmm.
him. And that's him
yeah.
thinking like a hero. That's him being like, this dude he's a soldier just like me. I know exactly what this kid is thinking.
Mm-hmm.
He's just doing his job. What do I do then? You know, do I let him go? Do I not?
Right.
And he was then faced with that same plight. And he, you know, he had to make his choice, but he did it based on what that kid did. Right. You know, he was doing it not based on just like, I'm the puncher, I'm going to punch you. He was doing it based on, I'm a hero, and now I'm going to do what's right.
I'm a soldier.
I'm going to do what's right. Exactly. And I respect that kid for being a soldier as well.
Exactly.
So that was the thing that I took away from it. That I was like, you guys actually made this character like, you made this character right. He's not this crazy, like, I'm going to kill people. Not, you know, fuck all you guys. You killed my family. He's this guy who's like, I'm a soldier, and I'm a soldier that's going to do what I know is right, and what I know is right for this country.
Yeah.
And that's a hero to me.
Yeah.
You made Punisher into a hero from season 2 of Daredevil. And for that, I'm going to say Marvel achievement.
Question.
That was awesome.
Question.
Yeah.
Is this the, so far, best written Marvel Netflix combo?
I would have to say yes.
That's what I was thinking.
I would have to say that, and then Luke Cage is a hard second.
Okay,
you go
yes.
Luke Cage.
Interesting.
Only because.
Okay.
See, I'm a little torn between Luke Cage and Jessica Jones.
Right.
That's
only,
where I was.
Only because. Well, I guess in my defense, I didn't know much about Jessica Jones.
Neither did I.
And I kind of
felt
that like
slipped
that while Jessica Jones was. I truly enjoyed it. It really was a slow burn.
It was.
Yes.
It was one of those.
It was
one of those. Wow! I gotta.
It was also the first show, wasn't it?
No, it was the second.
Yes,
Daredevil was the first. Because you had Daredevil first.
Daredevil
yes,
first.
And then Jessica.
Okay.
Daredevil was
yes.
First.
Okay.
Yes.
And it was a real drama.
Yeah.
That was.
Yeah, and that was one of those things where, literally, I think they realized with her power.
Yeah.
There's a. Been there, done that. So we definitely have to go a different route.
Yeah.
Then because we're bringing the big guy up behind her, so
right.
He's gonna be kicking everybody's ass anyway. So,
you know, and just a general complaint about society in general, I guess. Why is being a slow burn? Like, why is that a problem now?
I know, because we have this, like, ADD generation where it's like, if we don't get caught in the first two episodes, it's like, oh, I don't know.
But can I just tell you what's a slow burn, but as long as you hang in there, still holds all the water in the world? The fucking Exorcist. That, too.
You mean the movies?
All those movies from the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
Well, like you said.
Slow burns.
It's technology has advanced at such a rate. And competition for attention has gone to such an extent.
I mean, honestly, how many times...
Really, you know what I mean? And a lot of people nowadays are just, I don't have time for all this.
Yeah.
Because I have a job and payments and sneakers and other things to buy.
Because I,
and,
you know, I'll
you
tell
know
you,
mean?
It's,
and
for me,
that's part of the thing.
For me, it's the difference between this Punisher series that we watched and the
Jane.
Race... Well, forget Thomas Jane. Thomas Jane was... The Thomas Jane movie was a movie.
Yeah.
Okay. The race... And I don't have anything against Ray Stevens getting a check and doing his thing.
That was just
a
bloodbath.
And whatever. But that was literally like... I just want to watch people get killed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was
it's about this far from being a horror movie with no plot.
And
what was that when you were about to say The Raid?
Oh, my God.
The
I love The Raid.
Oh, right, The Raid, okay.
But
I know The Raid, yeah.
At least The Raid tries to explain itself. Here's the Punisher, watch him go. That's literally what the Ray Stevens
was. what was it called?
Warzone.
I think it was.
Yeah.
I honestly don't have a problem with the slow burn as long as you can hold my attention to it. And that was the thing with Jessica Jones. It gave me enough that I felt, you know what, I'm going to see this thing through. That dude lost me in episode 3, Iron Fist. And I got to the point where Iron Fist, I was like, I just got to finish this because I've already invested so much of my time from the beginning. I just need to finish this
out. You thought he was a slow burn, but he was just simmering.
And it turned out you were just burning cream a week.
Yeah. Pretty much. You just burned
cream a week. That is really ultimately the problem. I mean, there's a lot of problems with that.
There's a lot of problems.
Yeah. Yeah. Looking at that boy.
God. That had such burn. You like burn cream of wheat?
Yeah, no. You
even
look at the cream of wheat and you're like, I don't like
cream
of wheat.
Yeah. Damn.
Burned.
Burned even less.
That had such fucking potential.
Yeah.
It's like watching paint
Such
drop.
Potential. It's like, how do you, and you're Netflix, how do you create Thousand Eyes in the Marco Polo series.
Yes!
And then...
A fictional fucking motherfucker. So, like, somebody had to, like, oh, we need somebody who's blind. Who can give a good name for a blind martial artist. Thousand Eyes. I like that. Moose! Bark! Give us my ice cream!
And we're back.
You're right. Because
that, ladies and gentlemen, is called a comedy callback.
And that's the same problem with the hand.
Don't even get me started on the hand. I'm so mad at the hand.
The foot was better.
But even with what you call it, foot.
That was slow burn.
That's a slow burn thing, so. That's a slow burn.
You're not talking about
the foot.
It only works if you understand, though. You can't say that the torso. You gotta say the hand or the foot. You can't just jump shit. Go ahead.
But they had, what's his name? In Daredevil, the blind teacher.
Yeah.
Stick.
I mean, Stick. We could have brought him in. Resurrected him, so Ra's al Ghul.
That's DC. I'm sorry.
No.
You know what? It don't matter.
Doctor Strange could have brought him back.
As if he knew.
He can make Loki fall for 20 minutes in a black hole. I guess you can.
We have to do a second one. I got to come back because I got to speak on my Ragnarok moments.
For real.
We're clearly doing another episode.
I think it's late for
20 minutes.
Hey, all right, so we are at damn near 56 minutes. Promote some shit.
56 minutes?
Mark?
Yes.
First of all, you had, you got to hear this.
Yes, I did Precious Metal last night.
We had
a small crowd, but, you know, effective. We had some really good stories.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Maui. So I don't know if we're doing one for December, though, because of the Christmas holiday. It's going to fall right before Christmas.
Right.
So I'll just keep people posted
on
whether or not.
But if enough of you motherfuckers show up, maybe we'll do it.
Maybe. Taryn, what you got?
Mostly just been working on our, joint project.
Right.
We just finished up, so hopefully it'll actually be printed soon.
We have to wait for the printing before we can announce.
We're waiting for printing.
Coming there
we,
now.
Yeah,
we're not trying to jinx it.
I
know y'all
superstitious.
I live with a black cat.
We have been trying to get this black cat
this book is... Look, let me put it to you this way. The main character of the book, when we wrote this, he's on his way to high school now. That's how long he was a child when we wrote the thing. He was an only child at the
y'all
time.
Y'all gonna make
he's
me
got
eat
two
some
sisters.
Of these vodka infused gummy bears.
So that's what I've been working on.
Yeah.
Mark and I will be announcing that hopefully in the next episode.
There you go. All right. See that. Kurt, I'm literally still working on this fucking novel. I'm just still punching away at this novel. Sword of Sorcery, adventure. It is not like for you those of you who know Fafnir and the Great Mouser. It's more like Godzilla and Little Mo on the Corner. But
okay.
It's Sword and Sorcery.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I'm putting it there. So
okay.
And I got a friend of mine, his name is Micah Blacklight, who's doing some artwork for me actually for it. So and I posted out already on Two Lands Far Field on my Facebook page. And the artwork's coming around really nice actually.
Nice.
But hopefully I'll have this novel at least the first draft done by the end of this year. And you know what? To fuck around, I have actually a short story of them that I'm shopping around.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Very cool. Very cool.
As for me, I am currently in the middle of...
Getting casted for Aqualad?
That too. And...
Killed Mark. Mark is dead.
You playing Baby Manta, right?
No, I'm Aqua Nigga.
Okay.
When they go, yo, it's that nigga right there. It's like, bloop, bloop, bloop.
I can't.
He's got a hydraulic fin.
My name is George. My hat is like a shark fin.
Oh my gosh. No, stop that.
You in the office, nigga.
I'm right there. Awkward nigga.
All right. I am in the middle of the sequel to my serial killer novel, Killer Genius.
Yes.
Killer Genius 2, Attack of the Gym Rats.
Nice.
Which will make sense when you read it. Will be out in 2018. That's the plan so far. And, of course, any of my other tomes, the Brookwater's Curse series or Killer Genius itself, that can all be acquired by visiting www.laughingblackvampire.com. We are going to close this episode out. Folks that are still with us on Facebook, you will watch us meander around for a couple of minutes while I set up for episode 42. Kirk's probably going to go smoke.
Mark's going to get some more wine.
And we will be back very shortly.
Yes. All right. Talk about stuff.
Stuff.
Good night. Well.